tomorrow's news today. All right, a lot of what I'm going to cover tonight, you already know because you're smart. And I've also been talking about ad nauseum, but whether it's the Financial Times of London or Der Spiegel or even the New York Times, they admit that the liberal globalist New World Order is dead. There's an excellent Zero Hedge article that explains it very simply and succinctly but accurately. Here lies the liberal world order, 1945-2025. And John Baum put out a report 4 days ago, basically with the same headline. And that's because that's where we are. So everything you see happening is because the old globalist project failed. Pretty spectacular, right? And I've been telling you, if Trump got reelected, already the globalist order couldn't be put back together again, but this would give us a chance of the collapse of it, not creating a horrible global depression, and then just trading out some new evil for that. Because we still got all the AI, the surveillance, and the crap they set up. But their system and their plan and in them being in charge ain't going to work. And now there's a total consensus on that. And even the globalist prime minister of Canada, who's a top globalist, has admitted that. We came out 4 days ago and said in China, we're going to have an alliance with China against America, the New World Order. He said the new alliance is the British Empire with the what's left of the EU and China against America. Now, who's been saying this for years is the new power block split? Nobody else but me. Okay? I mean, I'm not trying to, again, go jeepers creepers. I'm so smart. They all admit that. But it's nowhere in the news. I have to sit there and explain it to the White House. I've been in meetings with top advisors, the president, they understand it in the last year, but they just, and Trump gets it, but he's got to explain it to the public why he's making these moves. He's not just doing it to secure our national security and get better jobs and save the dollar. Yeah, but he has to explain the power block. He does a little bit, but not enough, because he doesn't want to say to the EU, you're the enemy. Well, I've got all these statements over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, today, with the head of NATO and all of them saying America's the enemy and that they're allied with China against us. So people can second guess Trump all day. And as populist conservatives, you know, we like to, you know, be good guys, and we're not the left that just endorses whatever our party does. But I will say this. Thank God we got Trump in during this period, or we would be so screwed. It is just beyond mind-blowing for me. Absolutely mind-blowing. So we have that whole stack of news and clips and Carney elaborating Friday and yesterday in different speeches saying, no, the new alliance is communist China, Europe, what's left of the British Empire, that's Canada, New Zealand, Australia, against America. Now, Trump's joke about 51st state helped get Carney in. I said the time was a big mistake. The administration later admitted, hey, we were just joking. They used it. Trudeau had 15% approval rating. Carney's party, same party, would have lost. And just, I said to Trump, I said on air, I said, stop doing it. Ezra Levant did. Trump just was a joke to Trudeau at Mar-a-Lago when he was president-elect. People loved the joke, so Trump kept making the joke. They didn't take it as funny in Canada. So now we've got that globalist beachhead with China north of us. They've got 50,000 Chinese troops up there. They have Chinese police stations they've allowed to be set up. China set up its fentanyl operation up there. So, I mean, it's bad. And if Trump said, culturally, economically, we want an alliance with Canadians, we want you to be our friends, we're going to help you get free of the globalists, they would have been eating out of our hands. Now, Trump stopped all the 51st state crap. He realized what he did, but that's where we're critical of Trump, is when he makes big mistakes. But overall, he is a freaking godsend, and we love him. We pray for him. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay with us. Gigantic transmission straight ahead.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war. Unseen, yet all-encompassing. The Infowar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The InfoWar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
For the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the InfoWar is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the InfoWar was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
It is Sunday, January 18th, 2026. I am your embattled chronicler, Alex Jones, my intrepid crew who are dauntless, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Sunday Live, Trump prepares 1,500 infantry troops trained for Arctic warfare in Alaska to be sent to Minnesota ahead of invoking the Insurrection Act. Top Dems call for ICE and Border Patrol to be completely abolished. That means ending the country. Plus, NATO admits globalist new world order is dead as U.S. prepares to pull out. I told you the globalist new world order has been dead for years. It's sinking like sand at the beach under the waves. But what will replace it? That's why Trump is rushing into Venezuela, Panama Canal, Greenland, putting massive pressure on China, who is allowed to monopolize rare earth minerals. He has created a new boom market. The economists basically unanimously agree now. They have failed to stop his agenda, our agenda. This is historic. And so I want to talk about this first. Then go into the left's plan for uprisings that they're already in the middle of, as we predicted, wasn't hard. They have a battle plan. And then I want to go back into what it means that the leftist globalist New World Order is dead. And that is not just me saying it. It's the Financial Times of London. It's the New York Times. It's Der Spiegel. It's all of them. Here lies the liberal world order. 1945-2025. 5 days ago, we posted a report John Bowden and I put together with a very similar headline. The globalist new world order is dead. 2025. But what comes into that vacuum? That is what we have to have a larger discussion about. And Trump is doing an excellent job on many fronts, but he has to articulate it even better for people so they understand. We also have big developments on the Iran front. For the first time, Trump suggests Iran regime change, that it's time to look for new leadership. He's made big moves banning individuals from radical Islamic countries around the world. He's also banned all aid to Somalia after they attacked a giant U.S. aid facility and burned down hundreds of millions of dollars of food aid. He's also got criminal investigations now going of Ilhan Omar, Governor Waltz, Mayor Fry of Minneapolis. There is so much to hit. But understand, it is the official talking point of the Democrat Party. They were on every news show today. Got all the clips right here. Saying we want ICE and Border Patrol abolished. We want zero enforcement. We want the white flag of replacement migration. We want the border dissolved. Chris Van Hollen calls for ICE to be defunded. Says illegals pose no public threat whatsoever, and ICE agents are the ones breaking the law, which is not true, not the peaceful protesters. Democrat Senator Ruben Gallego calls for ICE to be totally torn down, including Border Patrol, calls ICE Trump's goon squad that's not going after criminals. They're all there illegally, and most of them have giant rap sheets. That's who they're mainly targeting. But they get up there and say, ICE is illegal, ICE is grabbing citizens, ICE is doing all the stuff they're not doing to legitimize the violence, and Mayor Fry has made more threats of, ICE will die if you don't leave. Quote, let us have our daycares. You mean the daycares by the thousands and thousands owned by Somalis, 90% of them, that don't even have any kids in them? We are trying to arrest a child sex offender. ICE agents say his activists honk to alert the presence of St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, it's just we got so much that's totally insane coming up tonight. I mean, I literally sent the crew hundreds of clips. It's we have coming up. Dozens of clips of anyone wearing an American flag shirt or an American flag on their hat been chased down and beaten in Ohio, in Minnesota, in Illinois. We have dozens of videos of they're in Minneapolis walking by a restaurant, and there's IT workers who are predominantly white having lunch. They break in, beat them up. As they scream, we're anti-ICE too. And any white man that doesn't look completely unmasculine, not just in Minnesota, but all over the country, I mean, this is Ohio right here, they chase them down screaming and yelling at them. And even after he didn't do it, but even after they say, fine, I hate ICE, they go, that's not enough, and attack them. Anyone who's white is then, by white people, by the way, it's almost totally white people doing it, are beaten in the head with clubs. And then one of their buddies goes, no, he's actually with us. And he says, yes, it's okay. You beat me. Good job. You thought I was a Nazi. I've got countless videos of them randomly blocking highways, pulling families out of vehicles, beating them. Look at this fella right here. He's not even a white guy. He just got a sweatshirt on that's got an American flag on it. So they chase him and attack him and attack him and attack him until he takes off the shirt. I mean, this is total totalitarian communism, folks. This is communist Chinese Maoist struggle sessions. I have literally probably 50 videos of crap like this. So, and stabbing people and breaking their jaws and just savaging them. And to show how incredibly corrupt the left is, and look at them stabbing with a flagpole that has a spike on the end of it. What's crazy in video after video, after they attack these people, and it turns out in every case they're an IT worker, they're a city worker, they're not even ICE, they're just white men. They just start running up screaming at, "Are you ICE?" The person's like, "No, we don't believe it." After they start beating them, as their heads bleed on the sidewalk, the police won't respond, but ICE is jacked into the surveillance camera systems. They'll show up in a minute or two and run in and save them, and the crowd starts screaming, "Nazis are attacking! Nazis are..." And then when they help the man, they say, "Oh my God, the Nazis are taking him away to their Nazi vans, and they're rendering first aid." So they chase you, they beat you, and then they know to then yell that ICE has done it, even though it's all in video. In video, after video, after video. These are the communist mobs. And under their Podesta plan, they get this going nationwide, and the cities fall because the police stand downs, because they're Soros controlled. The left all has a list of people's houses to come to. And that's when, thank God, we got the Second Amendment. But you know, if they get it going, they're burning the cities. You can't just be waiting in your house. You got to send your wife and children away to mom's or wherever. You got to park in the truck a little bit up the street. You got to wait till they come. They go in your house. They're Molotov cocktailing. They're spraying bullets. You know what to do. But this is war, folks. So don't be in the house. Be staked out waiting. Because the head teams are coming. We know they've been training them for a long time. You remember why I was actually banned on Twitter? It was not Sandy Hook. Those were even listed. Everyone really talked about it. They said that after the fact. We got documents from a brother of a leading individual that worked for Alexander Soros, basically a general in Antifa, while he was in jail. The brother goes to take care of the animals, the dogs in this house, and finds all these manuals and training deals and signed battle orders the officers have to sign off on. And the plans, this is 10 years old, it's on InfoWars, they have hit plans when they finally collapse society per town of conservative sheriffs, police chiefs, legislators, talk show hosts. I mean, I'm like, you know, in the face card part of the deck. And there, and I said, if they ever have their revolution, you've got to have your battle rifle ready to defend yourself and your family. Lester Holt spun it and said, I said, go out and kill the media and Antifa. Didn't say that. I said, if they come to kill you, be ready to defend yourself. But that pissed them off so bad, because even back then they were getting ready to try to launch this under John Brennan's command. And the fact that I was saying, get ready. They just broke into Tucker Carlson's house in D.C. They'd come out to my house. I had to make an issue out of it at the time. So I didn't want them, you know, for a lot of reasons. They'd been caught in surveillance in my yard at the back door. We were able to find what vehicle they had. The rest of it, I'll leave it at that. But that they were, it was local Antifa through a Confucius Center, communist Chinese funded at UT. You saw those videos last week of the communist Chinese on TikTok in English saying, when this goes down, kill anybody with American flags. Anybody with American flags, kill them, kill their families, take their guns, kill them. And now we have videos of anybody wearing American flags being attacked. They literally have armies of insane people in every city that literally, when they're given the go order by the left, will kill anybody with an American flag. You have to understand this. These are absolute psychotic demons. And I'll give credit to black folks and Hispanics, as I've surveyed the crowds and looked at it. Maybe out of 100 people, 3% are black. Maybe 5% are Hispanic. 90% are white men, white women, and Muslims. And of that, maybe 10% is Muslim. The vast majority is crazy, virtue signaling white people. And you better know in Minnesota and places, it's not just the Somalis stealing. They're the bagmen. Most of these white people you see are at different levels involved in the fraud, and that's why they're so pissed their money's being cut off. So I just call like it is, all right? But that's what we're going to be facing. Antifa on the left always claim they represent brown people. They don't. They want you enslaved. They want you controlled. And black folks and Hispanics to figure that out. That's why the globalists have got a big problem. So that's where we are. Now, once they start burning full cities and getting enrolling, there are criminal elements in the black community and Hispanic community and other communities that'll piggyback on that. But even with most of the gang leaders in California and in Illinois and everywhere in New York are like, we know what's going on. We're not going to join in on this. And yet they've had like major gang leaders say, we know what's happening. We're not going to be part of this. And we understand this is a communist takeover. So the left's got a big problem when they try to execute this because they've always counted on trying to trick black people and others into this. And they're not buying it, folks. They're not buying it. Yeah, that's a big victory for the truth. But that's where we are. Here's John Bounds' report on the last dying gasp, the death rattle of the New World Order is what you're watching right now. Here it is.
Mine is the first visit of a Canadian Prime Minister to China in nearly a decade. The world has changed much since that last visit. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
The government's coughing up billions in settlements, papering over the festering wounds of dispossession in order to slice Canada up into fragmented provinces under a new world order.
Another possible outcome of all of this land grab activity going on in Canada right now is that if this continues, what's going to happen is Canada's going to break apart in a very short period of time. We're talking a few short years, maybe. And Saskatchewan and Alberta are going to separate. And that will immediately be horrific for our already brutalized economy.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
We're talking about the physical jihad, the physical struggling against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Threats of other occurrences such as the rise in the far right.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct. I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well.
Just like Israel, Australia does not have a right to exist!
The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Included in that is the need for tougher gun laws.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
This is the end of civilization as we know it and a predatory AI globalist robot economy takeover. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor when the Japanese struck. This is the first official launch of the end of the rest of our lives. Now, remember, I'm the one that laid this out absolutely specifically that Bill Gates is the front man for the large robber baron fortunes headed up by IBM that his mother captained. His father ran the World Eugenics Society after it was made illegal in Europe and it went underground. They run the whole thing. And they believe they are exterminating you to save the earth. And I'll just say something. I'm not going to join Bill Gates because it forfeits your soul. But if you go along with this and if you don't spread the word and if you don't stand up for your children and others, you are deserving of what happens to you. Because if you're going to let these people kill you and your family, then you deserve what happens to you. All right. Get that report. The New World Order's toxic last breath. Very important. And that's where we are. But they want to take us with them. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and go through all the stuff happening in Minnesota. Trump getting regular army ready to go in. What the left's next move is going to be. Incredible clips. Then I'm going to get back into all the globalist system, the big moves there, how Trump's countering, what's happening in the economy. This is the real world, folks. This is adult stuff. This is serious. This isn't fake conspiracy theories. This isn't garbage. This is where we are today. This is real research. This is real analysis. This is on target information. And it's so important this gets out. So thank you for being here. You're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, the local station you're listening to. Just share it in your email, your text, Facebook, word of mouth. It has a huge effect. Keep it up and thank you. All right, briefly, I dropped the ball. For 4 days, they've been running a special, our sponsor at Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com on top of all the other sales for a free limited edition InfoWars trucker hat that's like a $25 value free with every order. Tonight's the last night. I've just been so busy. I hadn't looked at the promo. So on top of all the other stuff that's going on, tonight's the last night. Any order of ultramethylene blue, t-shirts, films, whatever, at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a free hat. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. It's exciting, to wear a hat like this in public. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. You might get killed in Minneapolis, but the point is it's an adventure. Separately, we have a limited edition engraved. This is the fifth in the series, limited edition, Life's Fire That's Beauty, with the 1940s World War II style pinup girl on it. Very classy, 10-inch double-edged stainless steel high-quality dagger with the murdered-out brass knuckles and skull crusher. Only 2,000 of these with this inscription. That's what's limited edition's inscription. Got another 2,000 coming in that's a Crusader design I came up with. But this is a really cool one. I didn't really design this one, but I like it. And it funds the operation as a high-tech scabbard, high-tech clip. This is something, that's a great memento, but also the crap hits the fan. This is something that never runs out of bullets. This is something that is the real deal. If I was going into, you name it, to defend myself and my family, you better believe this is going to be strapped on my side, because this will get the job done and defend yourself and get you home. This is Tyrannosaurus level power. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And I salute you all for funding the second American Revolution worldwide. Go to the site now. Selling out quickly.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Alex Jones.
The liner you just heard intro us is 16 years old. I said the Empire, the globalist empire, is on the run. It's in full collapse now and being routed. We got to recut those liners, don't we? Wow. Amazing. You know, people can armchair quarterback and Monday morning quarterback and backseat drive all day and say Trump isn't doing this fast enough or that fast enough. And I agree in many cases because this is one hell of a fight. And if Trump's a horse, I'm digging my spurs in. But I still love the horse. I feel sorry sometimes how hard I'm beating it with a damn whip. And I'm beating myself with one, too, and the crew, because this is serious history happening. But look how far we've moved the needle towards liberty from tyranny. We've moved it a long way. Look at that. Pentagon preps infantry battalions from Minnesota. 1,500 Arctic troop regular army from Alaska. I told you Trump's getting ready to declare the Insurrection Act this week. Give the mayor and the governor there. Don't stop lying and saying ICE is committing crimes and ICE are Nazis and people need to rise up against them. And the police will not help. not just there, but in Chicago, you name it. I mean, it is so criminal. Drug overdoses have already dropped by 40% since Trump got in. Crime is plunging. The left is so pissed that this is happening. I'm going to get to all that coming up. Let me play just some clips right now. And I want to explain something to you. Overhead shot, please. Look how many clips I have, okay? This is just today. One page, two page, three page, four page, five page, six page, seven page, eight page, nine page, 10 page, 11, 12, 13, 14 pages. All of them are completely bonker town insane, okay? And I need to start getting to them, but you understand, I control myself and don't send them everything I look at, all right? I've seen at least 40 clips of them blocking highways and dragging people out of their cars. We'll show some of them. I mean, this is communist uprising, French Revolution, lawless cuckoo town. And it's not just in Minnesota. Psychos are running around, and any white man that doesn't look like a wimp, they're saying is ICE. And they're just going into restaurants, again, with telephone workers, IT workers. You got a bunch of, you know, guys bust their ass all day. They attack them, even when they're Hispanic and black. And that's crazy. And it's only a matter of time. I mean, I saw all this footage in Ohio and Minnesota and other areas where they'll walk by a restaurant, there'll be a bunch of IT workers having lunch, and they go in there and start beating the living hell out of them. And man, let me tell you, I guess they must be nicer up in Minnesota. Because I'll guarantee you went in some restaurant at lunch in even Austin, Texas, and you started attacking people, you're going to get your ass blown away. I mean, or at least get your ass beat. So the left, though, that's what they want, is they're trying to trigger this with the police and with the ICE, and they kill the National Guard. This is terrorism, folks. This is bullying. And Trump 100% needs to declare the Insurrection Act that is in the Constitution. He's not overriding the Constitution. He is enforcing the damn thing. And he doesn't want to do this. And once the troops go out, that's when they're going to pull the false flag and mow down a bunch of people. But we're already ahead of that. You have to do your duty, though the heavens fall. But that's where we are. And I expect Trump, because these mayors and governors are only pushing things harder, it needs to be declared in the next few days. And if Todd Blanche and Bondi won't immediately prosecute these mayors and people that are openly saying ICE is criminal, oppose ICE, that is insurrection. That is a lie. They are not committing crimes. They are not violating the Constitution. They're not illegal. They're not fake police. They're enforcing court orders. And in many cases, they have warrants, too, when they're doing searches. But it's all 100% been approved by the courts. They already tried to block it, as you know. It all got overrode. If the federal government can do anything, it's arrest illegal aliens with criminal records. And they all have criminal records. They're all here illegally. And it is just a giant smokescreen. It is gaslighting. It is a lie. So each one of these videos I could talk about for an hour alone. But here it is. This is in Minnesota today. An ICE officer pulls up when they're trying to go into this house that's got this convicted pedophile in it they're trying to bust. And he says, "Why are you doing this? We're busting a pedophile." Just to give you an idea of what they're doing. Then we've got, again, a Hispanic man who's just wearing an American flag shirt. That American flags are popular. He is wearing an American flag shirt. They start beating him up, make him take his shirt off. Then we got a man who they just look at and thinks ICE, so they beat him up and stab him in the head with a flagpole with a spear on the end of it. We got a whole bunch of videos of them just beating up people, attacking their cars. And then we got Don Lemon. Just in this group of clips, And it's been confirmed. Nick Swartzer went to the church. Our reporter did a show this afternoon, about 3 hours ago here, every Sunday at 1 p.m. Don Lemon didn't go to the church. Don Lemon just put out, this church has got ice in it. And everybody descended on it. And, of course, they went in and started ransacking it. And, of course, there was no ice there. And the church has nothing to do with it. I mean, the level of just the wild feeding frenzy of hatred. And I use that analogy. You pull up footage of Thrasher sharks and others. They'll be, you know, they'll get in a big group around a whole bunch of mackerel or whatever the fish is that are in schools. And the sharks will get and swim around them. And they'll start going through and biting them and eating them. But once the blood gets in the water of the fish they're eating, the sharks will go crazy and just start biting each other. Yeah, in fact, do I sex offender, then do the American flag, then play the clip. I got many of these where they chase down their own guy and beat him up. And they go, oh, God, he's one of us. Knock him, bash his head into the ground, everything. So go to the ICE, try to stop the sex offender, the pedophile, then go to the American flag guy being attacked, then go to them attacking their own, then go to the flagpole attack, then go to them attacking cars, and then go to Don Lemon. Here it is.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking.
Oh, we're pressing.
That vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting. Insane. That's what we're doing. My warrant's not for you. My warrant is not for you. I don't have this
warrant. It's insane.
It's insane how you can be honking.
The liberal woman says don't talk to her. But look at this. This guy's got an American flag on him, so they're attacking him and then making him take it off.
Take it off if you are.
First they call you a Nazi to dehumanize you, and now an American flag's evil too.
Take it off. We gave you a chance.
Take it off. We gave you a chance.
Get your ass up out of here.
Drop the keys. Get the keys. Drop it.
How dare you wear an American flag in America? I mean, what is he, Hispanic? Maybe Asian? I don't know. It's like, what's the left say? The American flags is the enemy. And here they are attacking one of their own. And then even after he submits, all the cowards, the white men, it's literally a lynch mob, it's white women, still keep going after him. He's wearing an American flag. He's the enemy. That tells you everything you know. Giant mob of white people attacking a brown person for wearing an American flag. And I'm sorry to attack white people, folks. I just call it like it is. Okay, so balls and strikes here. Here they are attacking one of their own idiots. Beating him in the head. They call him a Nazi. When the feds show up to save him, they then claim the feds attacked him. Watch this.
Okay, good.
You
alright, dude?
One of us.
How do we know?
A fellow moron.
Why did he get ran out earlier?
I don't know. He's one of us.
I'm with them.
A literal gang of lunatics. And one of their own vouches for him, so now it's okay. There comes ICE.
Back off. Back off.
Yeah, save your Nazi. Put him in your Nazi van. Go get him some help. He needs a little bit of fucking mental health there. Don't he?
Nobody got guns.
Hey, you gonna look me in the eye when you spray me? You gonna look me in the eye?
People are evil. Here they are in the City chasing somebody down, stabbing him in the head. A mob of cowards throwing things at him. Oh, hit him in the head a few times. Now let's, you know, stab him in the neck. You want to see 20 videos of them attacking cars? They do that in Texas, they're going to get lit up. Yeah, here's the guy bleeding from the neck, stabbed in the neck. They're just randomly attacking people, trying to pull his pants off. I mean, just, it turned out the guy wasn't even involved in anything. They just want to kill him. And they just randomly pick people.
Off with their head, right?
Off with their head. And you know he defended himself. A Soros DA put him in jail. Or the Attorney General of Minnesota would. It's another angle of them stabbing the neck. They just randomly pick people and do this.
You don't come to Minneapolis anymore.
As long as they say Nazi scum, they get to attack you. All right, let's move on from this. Let's go to them attacking people's cars. And then let's go to Don Lemon sicking him on an innocent church. Literal mobs like Road Warrior dragging people out of cars, and the police do nothing.
This is the beginning of what's going to happen here. When you violate people's due process, when you pull people off the street and you start dragging them and hurting them and not abiding by the Constitution, when you start doing all of that, people get upset and angry. And if you remember what the Civil Rights Movement was about, the Civil Rights Movement was about these very kinds of protests. There's nothing in the Constitution that tells you what time you can protest. You can protest at any time. That's the whole point of it, is to disrupt, to make uncomfortable. And that's what they're doing. And that's what I believe when I say everyone has to be willing to sacrifice something. You have to make people uncomfortable in these times. If you see how uncomfortable people uncomfortably...
And here they are surrounding Nick Sordo, knocking the windows out in a moment, attacking him. Police did nothing. I can show you literally just in the last few days hundreds of these videos. I have like 50 today. And that's who these people are. And that's what has been created by the left in this country. And you've got the mayor, Fry, still saying it's illegal, still saying they're going to pay. Still saying ICE is going to get killed if they don't leave. I got a bunch of clips of him. Let's go to a short clip of the mayor, clip 11.
Seeing it in real time, you are aware that 18 U.S. Code 111 makes it a federal crime to impede, interfere, or even assault officers. And we see the protesters crossing a line of protesting, throwing rocks, hitting cars, and interfering in the federal government's view of their operation of carrying out federal immigration law enforcement.
We have had perhaps tens of thousands of people peacefully protesting in the streets. And at the same time, yeah, they are going to stand up for their neighbors. And
let's go to the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Club 63. Stephen Miller publicly accuses Tim Walz and Mayor Fry of insurrection. which is what this is. Clip 63, why Trump needs to take action. Here it is.
Yes, well, sanctuary cities are jurisdictions that shield and shelter criminal illegal aliens from deportation. So, for example, in Minneapolis and Minnesota, when an illegal alien commits a crime and is deportable and can and should be removed from the country, the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota prevent ICE from arresting and deporting the offender, even when they are charged or convicted of heinous crimes, including crimes against women, crimes against children, crimes of violence, and instead they release them back onto the street where they can continue to reoffend. So ICE, over and over and over again, goes out into the community to find and arrest these fugitives who have since committed additional egregious crimes after they were released by Fry and Waltz and Ellison. These are acts of insurrection against the laws of the United States and against the sovereignty of the United States. Foreign illegal aliens who broke into this country, who then raped children, who committed human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, protected, shielded, sheltered, coddled, defended at every level by the leadership in Minnesota. And then when ICE goes out to make these arrests, they unleash violent mobs to attack, assault, and impede ICE officers. And they refuse to allow the city police to protect those ICE officers in the conduct of their duties, willfully aiding and abetting this violence.
Y'all, I can't make this crap up. Minnesota police chief just stated that 24 of his officers have just quit. 19 of them went to ICE to help their country, to help their state. You cannot make this crap up. People, insurrection, I hope it comes so soon. It can't be soon enough.
Can't say it? Hey, why don't y'all cover your face, your ugly fucking face, bitch? You can't say it?
Out of my face.
No, fuck you. What you gonna do about it, bitch? Oh, fuck lies. They call me Ice K. What up, bitch? They call me Ice K, you fuck boy. Say that shit, you ugly bitch. Hey, what's your name, bitch?
Person familiar tells me that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry are both being investigated by the Justice Department. And a grand jury has issued subpoenas for both of them, though it doesn't appear that either have been served yet. What we do know tonight as we come on the air is that the Justice Department investigation centers on possible obstruction of federal law enforcement. Both the FBI Director Kash Patel and the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche were in Minneapolis today. And just a short time ago, Todd Blanche was on Fox News explaining or attempting to explain why the Justice Department is taking this action.
When the governor or the mayor threatened our officers, when the mayor suggests that he's encouraging citizens to call 911 when they see ICE officers, that is very close to a federal crime.
Oh, it is, because they met and decided to do it for intimidation to hide the fraud of the $24 billion they've stolen the state, and it's similar around the country, $78 billion conservatively the last few years in California. This is the Podesta plan. This is what they would do. They control the blue cities. They would activate them. They would do this. So every one of these clips I play is just a snapshot of dozens of others I have every day, okay? These are talking points. So here's a liberal woman, an awful, we'll give that new definition acronym in a moment, saying, when we take the country back for communism, none of you will be able to show your faces. Yeah, we get that. We know you're tyrants. We get it's a fight to the end. We understand. And more Americans understand every day. And the more we understand that, the less people will be bullied, and the more we'll stand up against you and harden their resolve, which is happening. You're losing. We're winning. Here she is.
There will come a day in the not-so-distant future where MAGA Republicans or former MAGA Republicans will not be able to live in peace in this country anymore. Not exactly sure what that's going to look like, but I know for certain that you're either going to have to leave this country or completely hide any evidence that you ever supported Donald Trump in order to just walk out of your house. Even in the most rural conservative areas of this country, prior to January 2025, you couldn't walk out of your house and fly a schmatzy flag around and be vocally proud about the fact that you're a white supremacist. Half the town might agree with you, but There would be consequences for that. There'll be a day very soon where those consequences are not only going to be reinstated in society, but it's also going to be impossible for you to do anything in peace. If you choose to live out and proud about the fact that you supported Donald Trump during this time, your life's going to be miserable. Unless you sequester yourself to your small, little, rural East Texas town and never leave.
And they got the social credit score to enforce it. They mean business. MSM melting down over new term for liberal white women. The objectionable term is the acronym AWFUL, A-W-F-U-L, which stands for Affluent White Female Urban Liberal. Yeah, we're going to use that term, AWFUL. You are an AWFUL person. You're an AWFUL tyrant. Now we're going to start hour number two with why the globalist system's collapsing, what's happening geopolitically, and more, and so much other key intel. Please remember, you are the Paul Revere's. You have the power to override the algorithms. You have the power to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and our feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And I dropped the ball in the last 4 days because I've been so busy. I didn't even realize they were doing this. I saw it, but forgot to plug it. Every order at the AlexJonesStore.com for incredible supplements, Patriot apparel, you name it, it's a free limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat from Deki, great brand, with every order. Limited edition, TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss, get the very best turmeric. It's all the very best. And 40% off on this limited edition engraved World War II updated 2025 design trench knife with a great 1940s World War II pinup girl on one side. My quote, live as fire with this beauty, razor sharp, highest quality, murdered out brass knuckles, skull crusher. This is going to sell out. I think they had 2,000 of this. This morning there were about 500 left. So if you want to get this knife and fund the operation, limited edition engraving, get it now. I want to thank all of you that supported us in the past. I want to encourage those of you that haven't ever supported. This is a great thing to have. High-tech scabbard, high-tech clip, highest quality, great memento of liberty, but also stuff hits the fan. This is as important as your battle rifle right here. Then this, in an emergency, if you got to defend yourself, this will get you as much guns and ammo and fuel as you need. I mean, this will not fail you. They better hope it don't kick off. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share those live feeds now, Paul Revere's. The tyrants hope you don't.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWars lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWars because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWars will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Stuart Rhodes, also almost killed yesterday. Jake Lang, very controversial figure, coming up. I'll be hosting some into the third hour tonight and hand the baton to the great Royce White. But first, a key report from John Bowen.
Rise today in support of my amendment to defund the National Endowment of Democracy. We've learned that this organization has engaged in global censorship, domestic propaganda, and regime change politics. It has worked to crush populist movements, fuel color revolutions, and run off-the-books operations with plausible deniability.
Hardworking Americans shouldn't be forced by their government to contribute to causes that they find repugnant. And yet, stunningly, 81 Republican members of the House of Representatives voted with all the Democrats tonight to keep that funding stream going.
Raw, unfiltered treason, and why that is, becomes apparent when we reveal the architects behind this soft coup. Investigations spearheaded by Data Republican and Mike Benz have ripped the veil off of the new pluralists.
This is CIA Director Bill Casey. Obviously, we, the CIA, should not get out in front of the development of such an organization, nor do we wish to appear to be a sponsor or advocate. Nevertheless, the need appears real, and I believe our national fabric for dealing with many issues and problems be well served by the creation of NED.
Led in part by figures like Stephen Hines, president of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Hines spilled the beans, laying out their blueprint to reinvent American governance from the ground up through the new pluralists.
We went on a listening tour, and we listened to Americans in 50 communities across this country in very diverse settings and with very divergent points of view. And we came away from that convinced that our democracy needs not only to be reformed, but really in a way reinvented, reimagined for the kinds of challenges we face in the 21st century.
That unholy 2017 alliance of Soros, Koch, Rockefeller, Ford, and other elite foundations pumping billions into a so-called bridging divides scam.
We have proof that NED actually was a part of deplatforming President Trump, which I don't think the president would take kindly to Republicans supporting this efforts.
Let me tell you where your tax dollars are really going. Where they have been going is to pressure advertisers to demonetize and suppress American political speech by naming the 10 riskiest sites to include the New York Post, the Federalist, Newsmax, The Blaze, The Daily Wire, Real Clear Politics, Reason, One American News Network, The American Spectator, and the American Conservative. Mr. Speaker, 98% of the political donations coming from the National Endowment for Democracy go to the Democrat Party. This is your taxpayer dollars paying for socialists and communists to subvert the American system.
What sounds like feel-good civic education, national service, election reform, and trusted information is really a full-spectrum soft coup. A coup infiltrating schools to crush populism.
We also partner with institutions at Stanford and more than 100 organizations working on the front lines of this national challenge.
The real problem here is when Trump won in 2016, the same foreign policy establishment that was set up in large part to wage the Cold War found a new global menace, which was the global rise of populist parties.
You suddenly have an entire sort of industry of open source intelligence analysts emerge who, some of them then go to work for platforms directly, some found their own research groups, some are based in universities, some work in the private sector, some in the nonprofit, but they're all hunting for, you know, online, you know, disinformation campaigns, troll farms, just other forms of digital propaganda.
This engineered uniparty convergence shreds the old left-right lines to serve supranational overlords, targeting outfits like Turning Point USA as threats, cozying up across the aisle for technocratic priorities like social justice mandates and centralized information warfare, and quietly capturing institutions in a slow-motion subversive overthrow where Congress is wielded like a disposable tool. Time is slowly running out to wake up before their $33 billion a year, 215,000 employee machine dismantles the last shreds of American sovereignty in favor of a managed post-populist
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Watch the Alex Jones Show, tomorrow's news today. When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets are running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
Well, we covered this last hour. But I was just watching Fox during that little one-minute break. We rejoined stations, and it's hitting big. It's confirmed the church is not involved with ICE. It's not even conservative. And, you know, it's Sunday today, so Don Lemon just says, without even going there, go to this church. It's an ICE staging facility. The people show up, scream at them for hours. There's no ICE there. Destroy their church service, violate their civil rights, invade their house, and the left's defending it. So if you're wearing American flags, they beat you up. If you're a white man, they beat you up. I showed you the footage last hour. This is a communist uprising. You think, oh, they're ignorant, they're stupid. That's their strength, that they're so mindless. We've got to see action from the DOJ on this. This is just absolutely out of control. Would we let the KKK randomly show up and start screaming and shutting on church services? No, we shouldn't. They have free speech. We don't have free speech to go do that to black people. Well, the left doesn't have that right to do that to anybody. They're a bunch of psychotic bullies. Here's a clip from Fox News.
I don't want to interrupt or I don't want to get involved because I'm just here as a journalist. And then he's over there advocating for what they're doing with that member of the church or the pastor. I don't understand the concept that you think you have the right to walk into a place of worship and protest and have the audacity or just the arrogance to push back. Well, what about their first? What do you mean, what about the First Amendment right? I mean, under that reasoning, you could walk up into a church and scream that the devil is the Lord. I don't understand why they don't see this as a place that this country protects under the First Amendment. I mean, that's the idea, right? The freedom of religion, not the freedom from religion, the freedom to gather and worship without something like this disrupting. I mean, they're not protesting anything. They're taking away those people's rights to worship their Lord and Savior. And I don't understand how this isn't a civil rights problem. This should be a lawsuit at the very least.
Well, David, the fact that they're going in there because they believe there was somebody who worked with ICE in there, I mean, to the point DHS has made on social media, they are literally hunting down federal agents wherever they are. It's pretty disgusting.
Well, and by the way, Don Lemon set himself up right there in that clip we just played. The FACE Act, signed by President Bill Clinton, by the way, so this is how long it's been around. It's a federal crime to inhibit, or I'm going to summarize it, prohibit somebody's access or interfere with their access to religion, being part of that, to practice their religion. He says he's exercising in that clip. He's his First Amendment right. You do not have a First Amendment right to violate the FACE Act, which is U.S. federal code. So Don Lemon, no matter whether he knew it or not, committed a crime based on how the FACE Act reads. He is not allowed to prohibit the right to religious freedom in place of worship under the FACE Act, or inhibit or interrupt. So this is a bottom line. They should go after them on this, and anyone who was in there, no matter what that pastor is or is not, is irrelevant to the action they took.
Unfortunately, I think Don Lemon would love that because it would get him more attention. I want to move off of him and just back to the original premise, Alicia. The fact that these folks, that they can't win an election, so they've decided they're just going to make life miserable for those who are enforcing the laws on the books. I mean, I think that's what this really boils
down
to.
On your screen is a Hispanic guy with an American flag shirt, so they beat him up, make him take it off, and still chase him down the road and attack him more. And we have footage of them just beating up random IT workers because they're white and knocking their head in the concrete. And they go, I'm actually a liberal, I'm with you. F you, Nazi. It's just license to do whatever they want. So here's another clip. A completely unhinged liberal lunatic starts screaming at Christians trying to worship at the church that Lemon sent them to. And again, they're all just paranoid. ICE is everywhere. As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people are living lavish, comfortable lives. Touch me again and see what happens. You are fake Christians, demon-possessed. Here's the clip.
As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives while children are dragged into concentration camps. You're living real life, nice lives with your lattes, doing absolutely nothing for your Latino and Somali brothers and sisters. You come here to a man wearing a suit. Is a preacher? Did Jesus wear a suit? Did Jesus profit off the words? No! Jesus would die within him. Do not touch me. Touch me again and see what happens.
Hey, you can't. Don't.
You are a fake Christian. Why are you not standing with your Somali and Latino communities? Why do I not see you out at Whipple every day protesting this attack on humanity? Where are you? You're sinners. You're pretending to be Christians. But we know you live an easy life, don't you? A very easy life while people are starving. Shame. Out now! Out now! Living real comfortable while the people starve. Living real comfortable while children are dragged into concentration camps. You're all living real comfortable, aren't you? Shame on you. Do something. Stand with the Somalis. Stand with the Latinos. Quit ignoring this injustice. He wears a suit and tie, and he hangs out with Christy Noem. How is that a Christian? You're supposed to accept all immigrants, are you not? Why are you not going down to Whipple and joining us in protest against this inhumanity? You claim to be a Christian. Act like one.
And it turns out the church has nothing to even do with ICE. They're beating up people in American flags. They're beating up random white IT people, not just in Minnesota, but in Ohio, you name it. They're showing up totally psychotically at people's churches, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. Got trannies shooting up churches constantly. And this is a Maoist struggle session. This is how they've been trained at the universities. All of you are guilty. All over the country, New York, D.C., Austin. They go to churches that don't fly the rainbow flag. That's enough. And just scream at women and children and men going into the churches saying, you're traitors, F America. These aren't little isolated instances. This is the left gearing up right now. Trump must declare the Insurrection Act, as Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, founder of the Oath Keepers, former political prisoner, J6, has said. Trump has geared up 1,500 troops from Alaska with winter training, Arctic training to go in. The word I've got is he's getting very, very close. But watching all of this, Stuart Rhodes, as you and I predicted it, and the left all lying, the mayors, the governors saying ICE is illegal, they're Nazis, they're arresting citizens, it's not even true unless they attack people. They're really trying to launch a civil war. The good news is people are seeing through it, but regardless, they're still committed. Mayor Fry made more statements about ICE will die if they don't leave. Stuart Rhodes, your take on all this.
It's long overdue for President Trump to do his duty and follow in the footsteps of Jefferson and Lincoln and Grant and Lyndon Baines Johnson, JFK, and especially Governor or General Eisenhower, when he dropped the hammer on the governor of Arkansas when he tried to call up his National Guard to block the students from coming into the schools in 1957 in Little Rock, Eisenhower nationalized the National Guard of Arkansas and sent in the 101st Airborne. I believe that President Trump should just follow that model directly and nationalize the National Guard of Minnesota, which he has full authority to do, invoke the Insurrection Act, and then send in the 11th Airborne or the 101st Airborne. I think it's a fantastic thing to do is send in airborne troops. Because, and as we saw, when that happened in 1957, local cops aren't going to fight the 101st Airborne. Local, you know, KKK Democrats back then are not going to fight the 101st Airborne. I think the same will be true here. It'll help things. Half measures don't work. Half measures is what led to the shooting in the street with a crazy Karen being used as cannon fodder for the Podesta plan. So the best way to handle this is don't allow foot traffic or vehicle traffic when you've got ICE agents on foot trying to do their job. And yes, what you're showing right now, what happened just yesterday with Jake Lang's march, that's what we saw all through the first Trump administration across the country, Trump supporters being assaulted in the streets. That's why Oath Keepers and Proud Boys in particular stepped up across the country. And that's what we need to do again. That's why I'm rebuilding Oath Keepers. It's frustrating to not have, I had at one time 40,000 men on tap in every state to go and protect people. But we shouldn't have to do it. President Trump should do it. You know, I've been advocating for a long time that when he calls up the National Guard as part of the militia, he should also call up the rest of us, especially us veterans. I was a paratrooper in the Army. I'm here with Ivan Reichlin at the Department of Retribution Command Center. We're working on things together to encourage President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. But I believe he should tap into us veterans. He's going to face a 2.0 we saw in 2020, violent, deadly insurrection across the country. Is going to happen again in this year. It's already begun. It's just that it's cold outside. When it gets hot, it's going to be 2020 on steroids. That's what you're going to see. Open insurrection, open rebellion. So he needs to drop the hammer, not just on Minnesota, but on the entire deep state. You know, I've been advocating since 2020. I wrote open letters to President Trump advocating that he use his power to declassify and expose, along with the Insurrection Act, to go after the deep state and take it down. So I'm advocating right now, and I know Ivan agrees with me, what he should do is take Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, and Pete Hegseth, Secretary of the War, and have them, with SOCOM troops, Army Airborne troops, Marine Corps, go take over the buildings of the CIA, NSA, FBI, etc., and kick them all out of the building, tell them all to go home on paid leave, and then go through with military intelligence to sort through all the dirt.
That's right, because the left rags. They've still got all the sleeper cells in there, still ignoring Trump's orders.
Exactly. So go doge it all. And he has to take them all down on both parties. And he needs to take them down now so that we, the base, have a chance to purge out the traitors inside the GOP in our own ranks. We saw them just the other day on display. You got Troy Nels right there from Texas adopting about 90% of the false lies of the whole false narrative of the Fed's direction. I don't know if you saw that, but he parroted, he channeled his inner Liz Cheney and agreed with Raskin and Moskowitz that, yes, the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys really were the leaders of an insurrection, but Trump wasn't involved. So he went 90% of the way, and I'm sure they're glad to have his help. So this is the problem, is that President Trump is facing traitors within. They don't care about this country. All they care about is their own grift, and they're perfectly happy to lose the midterms. That's why they don't mind fielding piece of craps. And here we're showing a video right now. This is an important video. This man was told by the mob to take off his jacket because it had freedom and American flag. This is one of the guys who was with Jake Lang all day. Somehow he got separated, and here he is by himself being accosted by the mob and forced to take it off. They're like, take it off and you won't be hurt. They're threatening to beat him. And the Minneapolis police did what we saw happen all across the country through the first Trump administration. They just stood down and did nothing. And this is the pattern. This is why, if you're going to go in an area like that, you need to go with serious security. You need to go with men that know what they're doing, and you need to go deep. You can't have that happening on American streets. And so this is one of the reasons why it's incumbent, especially us veterans, to stand up and organize in every state. I don't care if you do it through Oath Keepers or whatever group you do it with.
The time for mobilizations now. Let's go back to what you said. So you're saying this 1,500 troops being readied is a half measure?
No. I'm saying not invoking the Insurrection Act and not sending in troops is a half measure. What they've been doing so far is a half measure. Sending in ICE, who don't have the manpower to cordon off all the area. They should cordon everything off. Here's the problem. When they see any federal presence, they'll get on their cell phones. Just like drug dealers do, they have their little, you know, their little scouts watching for at federal enforcement, and they'll all start squirting, all start leaving the area. So you cordon it off, just like a military operation. You cordon it off so no one can leave. You isolate the area, and you have no foot, no vehicle traffic in or out. And then you let ICE go in and do their job.
And you put helicopters in the air.
And that's, yeah, and that's why it's half measures. That's what led to the shootings, to be clear. All having ICE agents on their, on foot after they've already been rammed, and that one agent, the one that shot Miss Good prior, was drugged down the street, right? Same, that happened to him just recently. He was hospitalized. So having ICE agents on the street and allowing vehicle traffic like that to harass them because the local politicians won't do anything to help protect them. Local police are standing down and not assisting. That's when you lead to these kind of tragedies. And they like that. She's cannon fodder. She's a freaking clueless Karen, has no idea about federal use of force standards when it comes to vehicles being a deadly threat. I'm sure it never even entered her mind. But the point is that that's what led to that. Half measures lead to that. Go all the way, secure the area, use the troops, provide protection, provide not just protection for ICE, but also protection for American citizens who are having their rights violated. You just showed an invasion of a church. You know, that's not a surprise either. So this is the problem. You do have square within the text of the Insurrection Act. It says that when the president determines that local and state officials are refusing to protect the citizens or protect their rights, or even worse, are violating their rights, he has full authority to
and
bring in.
And we now know that the church called police and they didn't come. So you have, yes, you have lawlessness. You have a stand down there. That's when the Insurrection Act is supposed to be invoked.
Exactly. Square on point. You have local officials issuing illegal and unconstitutional orders to police to stand down and not protect Americans. Every police officer, just like every military member, is sworn to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state that they reside in. And when they fail to protect the rights of the residents in their community to not be assaulted, or anybody in their community, whether they're a resident or not, to not be assaulted, not to be beaten for their free speech, not to have their church invaded and intimidated, when they refuse to stand up and protect their rights, they're violating their oath. And when they do that under the orders of unconstitutional orders by local politicians, then yes, it's exactly why the Insurrection Act exists. It was strengthened. It was written first. It was first signed into law by Thomas Jefferson as president of the United States way back when, like in 1806. And then it was used by Jefferson himself. It was used by Grant. It was used by Lincoln for the Civil War. Then it was strengthened even more after the Civil War, used by Grant against the KKK to, cause they were going around and terrorizing freed blacks. They're running for office and actually being elected to office. And of course the KKK didn't like that. So the Democrat racist KKK was terrorizing freed blacks. And now we have a situation in this country where you have local Democrats, once again, terrorizing Americans they don't like, trying to suppress their participation in the political process, their free speech, their right to peacefully assemble. And also, their right to be, you know, freedom of religion, as you showed. So this is happening on their watch in Minnesota.
Well, I'm just surprised there haven't been more deaths. They're stabbing people in the neck. They're bashing their heads in. The police just sit there and watch it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. I mean, you know, Jake Lang's a fellow J6er, but I watched him get sucker punched in Dearborn, Michigan. Guy walking right next to him just sucker punched him. That could have been a knife to the neck. That could have been the end of Jake Lang. He needs more security. He needs professional security. And so the problem I've seen, I'm just going to be blunt, I've seen him raise money for security, but I see no evidence of him actually spending that money on security. He raised $15,000 on Give, Send, Go in advance of his march in Plano, Texas, where he, you know, had a Koran in a pig's mouth. You know you're poking the bear going up against jihadis. If you're going to do that, go in deep, go in professional. Like, look at the Draw Muhammad contest back in 2015. Pamela Geller, She had $15,000 she spent on 40 off-duty police officers or retired cops to protect her Draw Muhammad contest. Two jihadis drove from all the way from Arizona to attack it. One of the cops working for Pamela Geller off-duty is who saw them, get out, and he smoked them when they got out of their car with their AKs. That off-duty cop smoked them. That's what you got to do. If you're going to raise money,
Jake Lane's coming on. That's one question I'm going to ask him. You can't say he doesn't have courage. What is he doing with almost no security going into that?
That's what I'm I know he's coming on, Alex. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. If you're going to raise money for security, spend it on security. If you raise $15,000, spend that money on security. You're doing a disservice to the brave men. And I'm not saying Jake's not brave. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's being irresponsible in not actually spending the money he's raising for security, spending it on security, so the people that are there.
Well, let me just say this. We can ask him. You can stay on when he's here. You can ask him. I don't want to make it all about that. I want to make what happened to him. But he's going into thousands of people who want to kill him with like a couple people around him. And then they literally drag him through the crowd, stab him, attack him, bloody him.
Yeah.
Attack his car. And I'm like, you can't say that I have courage. What is he thinking? Not having at least 20 security going into something like that.
Right. That's my point. If you got to go in deep, you got to go in with guys that know what they're doing. And you shouldn't have your rally point be the objective. You rally someplace else. And frankly, you get inside their OODA loop. You do something they don't expect. You don't announce that everyone's going to show up at this spot at this time, and they know exactly where you're going to be. So you need to make sure your shit's wired tight when you go up against Antifa in the streets. It can be done. The Proud Boys did it. The Oath Keepers did it.
I'm going to ask him, what was his objective? I mean, to get killed?
Well, no, look, the guy's brave, but you need to be brave and also
smart,
wise. You need to make sure you're doing the right thing for the people that are with you. That man that got later chased down the street, that was Jake's battle buddy from what I could see. He was right there with Jake the whole damn time, but they got separated. Jake went one way and that guy wound up on his own. Jake went off in a car and that guy wound up on his own being beaten by
a
Antifa.
Jake got in a random car with two liberals, we now learn.
Whatever. Look, man. I don't want to make it about criticizing.
Yeah, we already spent 5 minutes on it. Yeah, we'll ask a question.
Yeah.
But separately, let's go back to the bad guys.
Take security seriously.
Where were the police? Like, again, back to that. This is outrageous.
Stood down. I could tell you this is going to happen because it happened across the country. We saw it in Portland, Oregon when we were at with the Proud Boys. We saw it in Berkeley twice. The Proud Boys were there also and saw it along with Patriot Prayer. We've seen stand downs. We were in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, outside of a Trump rally being held in Minneapolis. I think it was 2018. And we were there, same thing, protecting Trump supporters. We saw the same crap. So you have stand downs all over the country, including in Washington, D.C., the police, anywhere is a Democrat-dominated area. This is a critique of the cops. Why are they obeying orders like that that violate their oath? Because they're afraid of losing their job. So we've seen it over and over again. Because they're worried about losing their job, they will stand down and not protect American citizens in the streets. And then you have to have private citizens coming together, either paying for security or volunteer security, coming in and protecting people. That's what we did all over the country. And we'll do it again. Once I rebuild Oath Keepers, we'll be out there again. We will be there. So we have to do that. But President Trump, seeing this pattern, it's only going to get worse unless he drops the hammer. He has got to invoke the Insurrection Act and send in the troops. Half measures don't work. Send in the troops.
Have you seen the footage of them attacking the IT guys in the restaurant that weren't even part of this?
Yes.
And then stabbing them in the neck with flagpoles and stuff and blood. I mean, they're randomly attacking totally innocent people now.
Yeah. Oh, they did it all through for 4 years for the first administration. You saw it. It's the same drill. It's
Black Lives Matter would just break in some random restaurant and come just start attacking white people.
Yeah, that's the terrorism. That's what they want. They want a situation. They want Portland to be the cold country. And look at Minneapolis is now as bad as Portland.
But the good news is, notice there's not a lot of black folks out at these things. They're not buying it this time.
Hey, I'll give this props to Jake. He had black guys with him. That's why I don't like the language of white Americans are being lynched in Minneapolis. There were black patriots there with him. There was Hispanic patriots. That guy that was just chased down the street because of wearing a flag jacket. He's not a white dude. He's a person of color, right? He's Hispanic, I think. So the point is, don't make it about race. It's about patriotism. They hate all patriots. That's why they hate Enrique Tarrio. He's half black, half Cuban. So they hate him too. A lot of the Proud Boys are blacks and Hispanics. They're just patriots.
No, I mean, I'm all about the Big Ten. I mean, I'm certainly not with the ideology of Jake Lane, Lang. We're mainly talking about what happened to him. But we spent a lot of time about. I want to talk big picture now. Trump, what he needs to do, what do you expect the left to do next? Yeah, Jake Lang is landing right now. He should be getting on here in the next 5, 10, 15 minutes, regardless of a little bit in the next hour as well, ahead of Royce White from Minnesota report on this. But this is a big war game for what's to come. Stay with us, Stuart Rhodes, the relaunched Oath Keepers. I'm Alex Jones.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best
green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Stuart Rhodes here. I want to get Ivan Regland just to pop in for a minute and give his take on things. Former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, one of the great guys exposing the globalists. But just big picture, moving away from specifics of Minnesota, the left, the Congress members, the senators, they're all saying ICE is illegitimate, border patrol is illegitimate, abolish it, have no borders. They're desperate for this new permanent voting bloc, also for apportionment for new congressional seats. They are scared. Yeah, Trump could be doing more on prosecutions, but when it comes to so many other issues, the whole globalist order is falling apart right now. They're in panic mode. What do you, Stuart, and Ivan Raiklin expect their next moves to be as they clearly escalate? As the mayor says again of Minneapolis, ICE leave or you're going to die. I mean, they are really escalating, and I'm not going to hold my breath, look for Todd Blanche or Pam Bondi to do anything here. Though Todd Blanche say this is borderline criminal. No, it's not borderline. It's open sedition.
I think they see Trump as weak, and they know that just like the first term with a turncoat attorney general Barr, they know they've got insiders all around him. They got Cash Patel carrying their water. They got Pam Bondi doing nothing except, you know, like persecuting an innocent man in Brian Cole, for example, assigning a horrible prosecutor, Jocelyn Ballantyne, and Ivan, you know.
Yeah, I remember the average person has not read it, unlike you guys. You're talking about the pipe bombing. That's a whole other subject. Let's talk big picture. Yeah, right. They can do pipe bombing.
But the point is that they know that they've got insiders around Trump. They think he's weak. They think he won't do it. They think they're just going to continue to punk him and he'll do nothing. So they have no downside to ramping it up. You're going to see an open insurrection continue. It's been going on since he came down the escalators, but now it's going to get even worse. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, so this just starts in Minnesota. I think you're going to start to see escalation in Ohio with the fraud that's actually being exposed there. And I think not only in Ohio, but specifically in Virginia. As of yesterday, like I warned months ago.
Like you predicted, just said we're not going to help ICE, all of it.
All of it. So that's just the initial
phase. That's the new CIA governor.
That's the new John Brennan protege CIA governor here in Richmond, Virginia. We might actually go down there and do a little press conference explaining what can be done against her. But I'm going to introduce you to this right now, Alex, and your audience, is that President Trump needs to understand that his legacy is completely toast if he does not invoke the Insurrection Act. Because we've already seen that he didn't do it the first term, and if he does the same thing this second term, I don't expect his legacy or his name to exist anywhere on the planet if he doesn't invoke the Insurrection Act, because guess what they're going to do? We already know what they're going to do. They're going to escalate from what they already did. They failed to assassinate him. I don't think they're going to fail this next go once they take over. And they basically have taken over in Virginia. So the only method to repel this is through massive lawful offense.
Right. And he's got to do it, not, like we said, not just for Minnesota, but also for the entire deep state. He's got to use declassification and exposure to expose them. And he's got to give us the base to retain Congress. He's going to lose the majority in Congress. They're going to impeach and remove him from office unless he helps us by exposing and purging out the bad guys inside the GOP also.
And we know they're paying off members of Congress to quit and others are dying. I mean, we've only got four-person majority now. I think...
Right.
I think we won't have the House by the midterms.
No, well, the new legislature in Virginia is already going to redistrict and take three seats right there. So he's going, and the Uniparty doesn't care about losing, the Republican Uniparty does not care about losing the midterm because they get to stay in power and stay at the trial and continue on their grift. They want him gone. So he has to realize that he has enemies all around him in his own ranks inside the GOP. He's got to drop the hammer on them, too, to give us the base a chance. Our primaries start in March all across the country.
March 3rd.
He's got to give us time to root out the rhinos and run real America Firsters and win so that he has a real majority in Congress that's America First. Otherwise, there's a ton of his own base that's black-pilled. The libertarians, the Ron Paul Republicans like myself who came in, the crossover Democrats. Why would they want to vote for a bunch of shills in the GOP?
And I agree, but I want most listeners know this that are regular, but we have a lot of new listeners all the time. You are a Ron Paul staffer. When I have Ron Paul on, he'd say,
like 1998.
He'd say on foreign policy and military policy, Stuart's our advisor, have him on. That's how I got to know you. You know, and you award-winning stuff at Yale. Not just in the Army. You know what you're talking about, Ivan Raiklin, Defense Intelligence Agency, a lawyer. You guys are up there on Capitol Hill you know what you're talking about. It's not like, you know, I know you're wearing a cowboy hat. The average person goes, well, that person isn't smart. You know, if you spoke with an English accent, I'm joking, Stuart. No. I'm saying that's dummies think that. And my point is, I can speak an English accent and tell you that they're making a deep state move as well.
Right.
My point is, you guys know what you're talking about. This is very serious. What is your intel? I was told last week that Trump, if things escalate anymore, would declare the Insurrection Act. The question is he being shown all the stuff happening in Minnesota? The answer is, yeah, it's even on Fox News. They're storming churches now. They're beating up people with American flags. He has to do it. And he's got to also prosecute the governor now.
I hate playing the bad cop, Alex, because I'm grateful that President Trump, God allowed him to survive Butler and then be where he's at right now, because we're in a much better position than under a Kamala Harris CCP regime, right? Having said that, if he does what he did in the first term, meaning nothing related to the Insurrection Act, nothing related to the deep state, zero arrests across the board, the first 4 years and the first year, now 5 years into his presidency, I don't know what to say politely other than I better just not say it. Because bottom line here, I think he's going to be in this pincer position of the left is already going to 8647 him, because that's what they voted on, or that's what they basically allowed to take place with Jim Comey putting 8647, and nothing happened to James Comey. So now they're emboldened to actually implement the 8647. And on the other side, folks like myself are furious that these people are rolling around in the streets and 8647ing folks like Jake Lang and others. They already 86'd Charlie Kirk. Yeah. So we are furious, and we're going to have to step in the breach if he doesn't. Yeah. And I don't know what that looks like. And I'm not doing any threats. I am going to exercise my inherent right to self-defense, as well as every other patriot will.
Because we have a giant communist Soros deep state mobilization against the people. Well, I mean, I know what's going on with Trump. Audio's leaked. If Trump puts the meetings, he screams at them. They lie to him. He's gearing up to maybe get rid of him. But this new FBI guy they brought in to replace Bongino is terrible. So yeah, we're seeing really bad signs. And it drives me crazy, Stuart Rhodes.
Well, like I said to Bannon on his show yesterday in War Room on his show, I said, Trump is the plumber we hired because our house is being flooded with crap. It's coming up from the basement, flooding the kitchen. Mom can't run her house. And we brought him in as the plumber. Three times we elected him. He's the plumber to fix the problem. We don't care about who he sleeps with. We don't care about mean tweets. All we care about is he drains the damn swamp and fixes the crap hole we have in our house. If he doesn't do it, then we the people will have to. We'll have to grab shovels and pickaxes and sledgehammers and knock holes in the foundations and do whatever we have to do to stop this crap.
No half measures.
Yeah. So this
all
is
in.
This is, and we'll wind up in the same place the founding fathers were in the Declaration of Independence. Like, when there's a long train of abuses, and it means it's obviously designed to subject you to absolute despotism. It's your duty to stand up when any form of government, including this form of government, becomes destructive of the ends of liberty. They have responsibility and duty to stand up. So Trump has to fix it. That's his destiny. That's why he's tattooed in my friggin' arm. I watched him get shot in Butler. I watched God spare his life. I watched him react like a stud, like a warrior.
Yeah.
All the men in my unit, black, white, Hispanic in prison, cheered for him because he was.
And you predicted that he would be reelected. All right, Stuart, yeah. How do people find you?
Gotta do it. I'm now back on X. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm at Real Oath Keepers, at Real Oath Keepers. Please support my work. Go to givesendgo.com/oath. We have a new website for Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.info. But the veterans out there, just get ready, guys, because the shit's going to hit the fan one way or the other in this country. Get ready. Come together with your brother veterans. Get in shape.
Yeah, this is the big one. This is the big one. We're out of time. Ivan Ranklin, how people find you? How do they find you?
I'm on X, Ivan Raiklin, Substack, and Rumble, and on InfoWars regularly.
We'll talk to you both soon. All right. Now let's go ahead and bring Jake Lang on, who I remember is a political prisoner of J6, also goes out, to these Islamic events and really exposes them, has a lot of courage. He went there yesterday with very limited crew and security, got surrounded by thousands of people that drug him through a crowd, that stabbed him, attacked him, you name it. At Jake Lang on X, and I guess he's at the airport as he just got off an airplane, just to give your take on where America is, where we are, the incredible footage of chasing down people that were wearing American flags, randomly beating up IT workers just because they were white, just howling communists. It's happening all over the country. Where you see this going, what it was like, what we didn't see on the video, because I've been watching hours of it. It's incredible where you're like in this mosh pit being drugged and attacked. And when I saw them drag you off the wall there and suck you into that crowd, like being sucked into a riptide, I didn't know you're going to come back alive on the other side. Then finding the vehicle you were in, attacking it. This is some harrowing stuff here. What do you think President Trump needs to do? Jake Lang, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Glory to God, the highest creator, my Father in heaven, and my absolute Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from delivering me from the mouths of those lions that were trying to tear me limb from limb and kill me because I'm a white Christian American man, and I am proud of being a white Christian American man. And these people, these rabid liberal leftists and these absolute lunatic illegal immigrant invaders, all of them swarmed on me in the hundreds. I mean, there was literally thousands of people attacking me. And I walked out of there on my own 2 feet because God's hand is on me and God's hand is on our country, Alex. And I will never forsake my calling to be an American patriot and stand up against any evil, even if I'm outnumbered 5,000 to one.
Who's the black fella that I saw really trying to protect you and helping you get out of there? That guy's a hero, too.
Yeah, there were some great good Samaritans that you literally just saw the humanity of the situation, seeing that I was about to be lynched, and they put their lives on the line, and I'm so grateful for them. Many of them were black. Some of them were even Muslim. And it shows, you know, obviously this underlying human compassion, because I believe at the end of the day, people know that my message is not one of hate, that I have love for my country. I have love for Europe. I have love for the white countries of the world, and I don't want to see them disappear. And I would be the first one out there. Let's say if Jamaica was being replaced with Koreans or something, there were hundreds of thousands and millions of Koreans moving into Jamaica and changing the culture, the religion, the cuisine, the style of dress, everything that makes a culture and a people a people. I'd be out there with the Jamaicans standing with them and saying, get out of here, Koreans.
Left openly saying you're right of white people, so that makes it all fair game. And I love everybody, yeah, but I've seen your message. I mean, I get your point there. Let me ask you this. I'm not criticizing you, but Stuart Rhodes brought it up earlier. What were you thinking only going in there with five or six security or maybe less? I mean, you knew they wanted to kill you. No one's saying you don't have courage, but man, do you have a death wish? Are you evil Knievel?
No, I had maybe about 100 RSVPs online. People were DMing me in my inbox. They were going to be there. The crowd got separated. We were overwhelmed. And I'm independent. I came out of prison a year ago, just scraping by. I can't afford to hire security. My give, send, go is at like 10 grand right now for being able to get security in the future. But you know security costs just as well as I do, Alex. That's like, you know, a single day, a couple hours with some of these guys there. And, you know, let's talk about what was wrong with yesterday. Let's talk about the two main things that were wrong with yesterday. The Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, the Boogaloo Boys, the American Patriots watched a white Christian conservative get lynched and nobody was there to stand up for me. The police were also gone. And so where are our brave American Patriots that are willing to stand up against mobs of Antifa, leftists, and illegal immigrants?
That was my question. So you
lynching.
Went out there.
I'm disgusted.
Hold on. You
I'm
went out
disgusted.
There. When you make your point. So hold on, I don't want to like put words in your mouth, but you're saying you went out there to exercise your free speech, show how these guys are bad, and you thought you'd have more support.
I thought that I would have a contingency of patriots. People said they were coming and they did come. But the thing was they had 3,000, 4,000 people. We had 50 to 100 people, sprung out around a huge crowd. And these people individually start picking off my people. And then all of a sudden everybody gets separated. You know, it's every man for themselves and it's disgusting. And we had, you know, a complete stand down order from the Minnesota police, the Minneapolis police
department. Well, I definitely want to turn this back. This isn't about you making a mistake. Anybody saying that's wrong. This is about the left being anti-free speech, total scumbags, randomly, not just in Minnesota, but all over the country, Ohio, you name it, now beating
This is a father here.
Yeah.
This guy right here, he's one of my volunteers, one of my patriot brothers. He came with his family, and he was lynched in front of his family. He got lacerated, huge laceration. He's been messaging me all down his ear from some type of sharpened wooden pole. And, you know, he was almost murdered. He showed up like 10, 15 minutes late. He couldn't find me. He didn't even make it out of the parking garage before they identified him as a patriot, a white Christian man. And they lynched him for being a white Christian man. Let's not dice this thing up. We are under attack. Our way of life is being absolutely destroyed. We are being replaced in our homelands. And now if we go out and even mention our displeasure with our displacement, crowds of self-hating white people and illegal immigrants will attack you for being white or Christian.
Well, I was about to say during Black Lives Matter, they were able to manipulate a lot of black people into the brainwashing, but I see statistically, blacks waking up faster than anybody. I see the web flooded with their videos. I'm in public. Black people run up to me and are totally waking up. I think it's very encouraging that it was almost no black folks at these things, and the few black folks there were protecting you. I mean, let's give them a hand here. I think they've really woken up on average.
Well, I mean, even the guys that said they were protecting me, a couple of those ski masked up Muslims were trying to pickpocket me as they were escorting me home out of that crowd. They're literally trying to steal from me, trip me up and stuff. So, you know, the true intentions of these people, they hate my guts. And I don't think that they're
talking about black people. Are you denying that we've gotten triple the votes from black people for Trump? There's a black awakening, I think, happening.
Alex, I have two words for you. Irina Zaruski. Irina Zaruski, don't start with me on this type of like wishy-washy, we've got to coddle to these people that are murdering us 41-1. Alex, don't start with me with that because you will get this internal fire in me that thinks about that video of Irina Zaruski, some dread-headed, absolute animal with 20 prior arrests that was let out because he was black by one of these woke judges to commit another crime and murdered Irina Zaruski.
You know, Jake, I think you're missing where I'm going here.
You're not
going
to catch me. You're not going to catch me. Virtue signaling.
Oh, I'm not trying to. No. Listen.
I'm not going to virtue signal about my replacement. I'm very clear about my message. Yep. A future for Christians and white people in America.
You can get your message out. Just let me talk because you're misrepresenting what I'm saying. I am not saying that a schizophrenic black guy was released 40-something times and stabbed that poor Ukrainian immigrant to death and that the media tried to cover it up. We covered it. I think it's healthy for white people to stand up for their identity and not be politically correct and get past the bullying and the mind control. And I think that spell has been broken. I was simply speaking to the fact that we see record numbers of black Americans starting to wake up. I think that's a positive thing that it's mainly white, trendy liberals, men and women out there. I don't think, you know, this new term awful, that we've got, for these women, I'm reading the term. I just wanted your take on this phenomenon of how you have this happening. A fluent, white, female, urban, liberal, awful. I was speaking to that. I wasn't denying that that is an open season on white people. Go ahead.
No, I know, but I understand your, you know, your want to try to kind of quell relations here in this understanding, but we're in an existential threat. White Christians are being replaced in our homelands. We have nowhere else to go. And the difference is, Alex, when you replace white Christians, you get a class of people that does not vote the same. They vote for big government, no Second Amendment, no First Amendment. That's the difference between
us. That.
We have a voting class, white Christian men and white Christian women too. We vote for small government, pro-liberty. The reason why they want to replace us is to usher us into a tyrannical, more easily controllable mass of people
you're arguing when there's no argument. I'm saying that black Americans that have been here as long as white people, their ancestors statistically are voting for Trump three times what they were just 10 years ago. And
that's a blessing.
They understand they're being replaced as well. I was just mainly trying to get the phenomenon of Black Lives Matter was like a third black. This is 95% white and Islamic. What do you think the shift is here?
Well, I think that the woke mind virus and, you know, I look at some of these people's eyes and one of my statements I always say is how many COVID vaccines did you take? You know, a lot of these people have been completely, it's like, they've been uploaded with some, you know, crazy hatred of white people. They have self-hatred. They want to see, I mean, literally at some of my protests here, there are white men standing in the back there like, replace us, literally screaming, replace us with black people, replace us with Muslims, replace us with South Americans. And so you have this woke mind virus that's actually self-effacing, it's self-eating.
They have Stockholm
and it's
syndrome.
Deteriorating.
They have Stockholm
syndrome. They hate their heritage because they've been lied to about their heritage. We're conquerors. We are creators, inventors. We've done the most beautiful and biggest things in the world.
It's
and we
simpler
should not be
than
ashamed
that. They're a bunch of meth head, white trash, on government payroll, working with the Somalis. Almost all of them are on the take, running their own scams. And they just think they're on the winning team. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, well, they're not on the winning team. And when we come back to Minneapolis, because we're going back, we will not be dishonored and disgraced. The American Patriots, the Crusaders, will be showing up. We're working with all teams across the board. Anybody who stands for American values, Christian values, for white culture, white Western civilization, we need to take back and secure the area of Minneapolis from these absolute crazy leftist Antifa. They are disgracing one of America's greatest cities, and we need to take it back.
What do you think about what Trump's doing overall? Do you think he'll declare the Insurrection Act? If he doesn't, what happens?
I need President Trump to declare the Insurrection Act because we voted, you know, he's the greatest president of our lifetime. I revere him as a father figure to me. I call him dad in my household. I love him, but he needs to follow through on this because if this lasts to the summer, Alex, we're going to have, the only reason Minneapolis is not on fire, let's be clear here right now, is because it's like 4 degrees out and not everybody wants to be out and about when it's absolutely bone chilling freezing. But when this, you know, Renee Good, anti-ICE, crazy protesting continues to the summer, every major city will be on fire. We have a George Floyd 2020 absolute ridiculousness again. So President Trump needs to squash this now, or the American Crusaders and the Patriots are coming in to squash us. We're not watching our cities burn. We're not allowing white Christians to be lynched in the street for talking about our own replacement. We will not allow it. We cannot allow it. We must reform, regroup, and go back in bigger numbers and take control of one of America's greatest cities.
All right. Speaking of Minnesota, I have Royce White taking over in the next 2 hours. But if you'll hold over, I know you just got off your plane. You're at the airport. Got a 2-minute break. I want to come back and ask you questions just in general about where you see things going, why the Muslims are turning up the heat, getting so arrogant, not just here, but in Europe, and so much more. But not just finding you on X at Jake Lang, J-A-K-E-L-A-N-G. Where else can people find your work?
You can find me in the streets, Patriots over podcasters. That's my main message today. And that's who also I wanted to call out when we come back. The podcasters that sit on the sidelines and all they do is report on the issues, but they never can get their boots on and act like a man. There's only two different wings to this movement, the conservative movement, men and boys. Okay, that's it. There's no more anti-Israel.
Hold on. We're
going
to come back to that. I was saying, boys. Okay. So the only place to find you, I understand that. You're just arguing with me on things. I'm not arguing on this. I was asking, is that the best place to find you, Sonax?
Best place to find me is in the streets, marching with my men, standing up for America.
We appreciate you staying there, being a little contrarian today. We can see that. I take it it's only on X. All right. I'm familiar with this worker stuff. I was trying to plug a website or something. People can find out more, but we'll see. It will tell us later. We're going to go to break. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we are listener supported. We're not funded by the globalist. We're not funded by the New World Order. We're not funded by Israel, Qatar, or anybody. You. We're funded by you. I didn't plug this the last 4 days. So I didn't notice. I was so busy. Any order ends tonight. It's a free limited edition InfoWars hat. And that funds us in our legal battles with globals trying to shut us down so we can have these guests on, report what's happening, magnify the information, and hopefully get more people actually out on the streets, but also in their own families, in their own lives, on the ground at church, being the Paul Revere's you are. So get this limited edition hat free with every order right now at thealexshowshore.com. The very best ultramethylene blue, the very best acrosimos, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best turmeric. Simply amazing products. And we have this limited edition World War II updated modern trench knife with the brass knuckles murdered out, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged blade, high-tech sheath, scabbard, all of it. This is selling out right now. It's probably be sold out by tomorrow. thealexshowshore.com. That funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. That's how we are able to do this in the face of the globalist and all the attacks. And if you're going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. In your profile, $30 a month, you get $40 in spending spent at the store, special deals, special offers, special everything. Deals on everything on top of deals when you are a VIP. So thank you all for being VIPs. All right, Jake Lang on X at Jake Lang. And as you said, in the streets. Straight ahead on the other side, back in 2 minutes, and we'll get big picture from him, where you see things are going, a little more behind the scenes of what happened in Minnesota and more.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones